Your software needs to be updated. Remember the days when, if that were true, you might call IT support, maybe go to a computer store, maybe seek some kind of expert? Well, now we're so connected through Wi-Fi and networks, we are expected ourselves to download software and manage security and update passwords. And according to a new survey by Google, we are really bad at this stuff. Here's NPR's Aarti Shahani.
Take a look at your smartphone or laptop. Are you one of those people who keeps hitting ignore or remind me later when you get that annoying prompt to update software?
Ignore. Never tell me later.
This is Nolan Darby.
I'm trying to read something and then they'll just pop up, you know, and it interrupts what I'm actually doing. I don't need all those reminders.
Amelia Kirby and Lisa Handley don't care much for those reminders either.
My old phone, when I updated it before, I used to lose contacts, so then I think I got kind of paranoid about doing the update.
You don't want to waste the time that you have on your computer doing a download.
Like, you're not the help desk.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah.
Donald Mabry worries that sometimes these notices to update could actually be hackers in disguise.
I mean, I always think about that with anything on these phones these days. Yeah, because I'm hearing that they could turn your phone on and turn it off, or they listen, looking at you right now. Even from your smart TVs, I'm hearing things.
Google is releasing a new study today looking at how regular, non-technical people prioritize online security as compared to the experts. It turns out a deep rift has formed. Yes, expert and layperson believe in a strong password, but after that, things fall apart.
Experts prioritized installation of software updates and patches at a level of 35%.
Gerhard Eschelbeck is chief of security for Google.
While non-experts, only 2% of them see this as a priority to protect their systems. And that's a pretty stark gap.
There's a similarly stark gap when it comes to antivirus, the software that's long been hailed as the all-purpose cleaner, the rubbing alcohol of the internet. Nearly half of the non-experts surveyed say products like McAfee and Norton are key. But among experts like Eschelbeck, just 7% agree.
Antivirus has absolutely its place, but it's not like the only one solution that people can and should rely upon.
Especially because antivirus doesn't block the new generation of hacks and targeted attacks that we're seeing. Some security experts even say antivirus is dead, though Eschelbeck thinks that's an overstatement. And when it comes to passwords, making strong ones and storing them, he says there's another gap.
Well, the sticky note certainly hasn't worked in the past, and usually you never find the sheet of paper when you need it.
About three quarters of experts surveyed use something you've probably never heard of, a password manager. It's a tool that makes up crazy complicated 36-digit passwords for any site you want and then stores each unique one in a central vault. This might sound like a bad idea, and irony of ironies,
LastPass, which is a password protection service that exists to prevent hacking, got hacked.
News broke in June. I know because I use it and had to spend an entire evening changing all my passwords. Still, expert Eschelbeck insists.
The password manager clearly is the least amount of risk compared to the alternatives that you have available.
Online security is not intuitive. It can even be counterintuitive. Eschelbeck says his camp, the experts, have to get better at communicating basic defense. Aarti Shahani, NPR News, San Francisco.